one thing we do know is that the economy is growing better. But it's not enough to say, well, the economy is growing at 5%. When that 5% or more, you know, the gains of that are in the lives of some few people. We want measurable change in the lives of all of our people. Madiba said, a better life for all, and so that work must continue, and if we want a better life for all, what to do is to talk today about the fact that in an environment where our economy is growing, what do we expect the government to do? And there are three things that government should be focusing on. The first is that this rate of growth of 5% is something we must push ahead. And if we want to push it ahead, then we must understand what is not in place. And so, we need to ensure that the decisions we take are not just about today, but about tomorrow also. But also, we must ensure that the institutions that we have, and here I want to go back to what Mayor Kono said earlier about Mukane, we must ensure that this municipality is strong. We must ensure that the systems work. We must ensure that people employed in this municipality are there to deliver what we need. It's very important. It's not what we do when we sit in Parliament in Cape Town. It's what this municipality does in your lives to make a difference. And that is why we must ensure that our municipalities are strong, that our systems are strong, that there's no corruption, that we continue to grow and deliver better services into the lives of our people. The second thing that we must do is to ensure that more and more people can benefit. This means that the money that we raise as taxes must be used to build schools and clinics, that we must get electricity and sanitation, we must get rid of the bucket system and ensure that our people have access to sanitation. We must build more roads, we must ensure that there's proper public transport, and we must make our community safer. We must set a target and say, we want our mothers and daughters to be able to walk around at night without fear. If we do those things, then we will bring democracy into the lives of the people. The third thing that we must do as a government to keep this growth going is to identify that which prevents us from growing even faster right now. We must be able to plan for the future clearly, but some of these things that are difficult for us, the fact that we can't generate enough electricity, the fact that we don't have sufficient people to do all of these things, these are the issues we must address now so we can continue to grow this economy even faster. Essentially, as government, what we want is that there must be a better partnership between all of our people. See, it's very clear that if our people don't have access to that which makes them feel better and that which brings improvements in their own lives, then our democracies will be under pressure.